آپ ہیں ایس بی ایس ہندی کے ساتھ اور خبروں کے لیے جائیں sbs.com.au/hindi پر.
National Cabinet has been rescheduled for next Friday, but importantly today the National Security Committee of Cabinet has met today, which I was able to return for, and there we're able to finalise arrangements for our agreement with the Northern Territory Government. I'll be meeting with the Chief Minister this afternoon to work through these and many other issues as an important bilateral discussion with the Chief Minister for the use of the Howard Springs facility, which under the agreement is referred to as the Northern Territory Centre for National Resilience. This agreement will extend out on this arrangement till the end of March, with both the opportunity to extend that agreement and expand that agreement should additional capacity become available at that facility. That would give us roughly, over that period of the time, given the two-week quarantine period, plus the cleansing of the facility in between groups coming through, of around about 5,000 people over that period of time. This arrangement is intended to supplement the more significant arrangements that we have in continually lifting the caps at our major ports of entry into Australia, which is now, as a result of the changes we put in place at the last National Cabinet, at just over 5,500 weekly slots and weekly capacity of people coming into each of those areas and going into hotel quarantine, which means we're getting more and more and more Australians home every week. And now we're also being able to supplement that with this additional facility, which initially will be used to take in groups as a result of supported flights coming out of three locations. Firstly, out of the United Kingdom, but there are also flights that are being arranged out of India and out of South Africa. Not all of those will necessarily go to Howard Springs, but those flights, which are being done by Qantas, particularly the UK flight, the seats on those flights are being sold by Qantas, but Qantas has the priority list of vulnerable passengers who are in the UK that get the first opportunity at those seats on those flights. And our High Commission there is contacting all of those individuals and giving them the opportunity through Qantas to be on those flights so they could return. But the good news is, of the around about just over 4,000 Australians who had identified and DFAT identified as vulnerable on the 18th of September, just over a quarter of those have now been able to return to Australia, and we're making very good progress on ensuring that more and more Australians are getting home. And as those places continue to open up at our major points of entry, when we can get, in particular, Melbourne back online, that will make a big difference, and we look forward to that happening as soon as that can. I've obviously raised that with the Premier some weeks ago, but there remain challenges there at this point in time, but we look forward to being able to pick that up again. Now, at Howard Springs, at that centre, those who come through will obviously, in the same way that others are paying for their quarantine arrangements, that will be the case there at Howard Springs, and that's at $2,500 for an individual and $5,000 for a family.
ऐसे ही और कहानियां सुनना चाहते हैं? Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, या फिर जहां आप podcast सुनते हैं, वहां हम हैं.